KTVW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming ABC on the
News.
Civic
I'm
Media
Morgan
app.
Norwood. The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged for the first time in 15 months. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says recent data shows inflation is easing.
This decision from the Federal Reserve to take a break, as it were, to skip this meeting and not hike interest rates was pretty well telegraphed. A lot of Fed officials, including Fed Chair Jerome Powell, had been dropping hints for weeks that they might actually take a moment and reassess where the economy is following that string of 10 interest rate hikes since last March.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says he played no role in the grand jury's indictment of former President Donald Trump, saying the special counsel's case is independent. Some Republicans accuse the DOJ of politicizing its cases. The president of Belarus tells Russian state TV his country has started taking delivery of Russian tactical nuclear weapons. Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed to send the weapons as it steps up its campaign of attacks against Ukraine. This is ABC News. The American Medical Association has released a new statement on the way doctors use body mass index, or BMI, in obesity medicine. Experts say BMI does not account for other factors, including body composition. The new policy supports educating doctors on alternative measures for diagnosing obesity. A comic book artist known for creating iconic Marvel superheroes and villains has died.
I'm Brooklyn's one and only Spider-Man.
Days after the release of the latest Spider-Man movie, one of the key artists behind the comic has passed away. John Romita was known for his work on the Amazing Spider-Man comics and also for creating other characters like Mary Jane Watson, Wolverine, and The Punisher. Romita got his start in the late 1940s. Stan Lee promoted him to Marvel's art director in 1970. His son, John Romita Jr., confirmed his father's death on social media. He's also a comic books artist, currently working on The Amazing Spider-Man. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. There are some changes happening within the Green Bay Police Department. Civic Media's Stuart Waddles has more.
Green Bay police officers will undergo training that will help improve relationships with the community. According to the Green Bay Press Gazette, the GBPD is joining many departments across the country in partnering with Police to Peace, a Scottsdale, Arizona-based company that assists law enforcement agencies in how they are perceived by the public and helps them build stronger ties with the people they serve. Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis says the training will enhance the emphasis that the department already practices when it comes to community policing. The program is being funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Justice Community-Oriented Policing Services Office.
And lastly, the show is on the road. Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations starts a one-week run June 20th at the Fox Cities PAC. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And it's still being made. The reverberations from the Trump indictment are still being held and felt. I'm going to go into some of the latest developments and give you an opinion on some of the legal issues that are facing Jack Smith. First of all, when Trump left the courthouse, he went to a Cuban restaurant in Little Havana called Versailles. It's a Cuban restaurant, but it's named after Versailles, just outside of Paris, France. It is the signature Cuban restaurant in Little Havana in the Cuban area. And it's the heart of the Miami Cuban exile community. Ostensibly, And by the way, I'm not wishing him happy birthday, but today is his birthday. He's 77 years old. So just on the side, I got to say, what are you doing? Making fun of a guy who's 80 years old and you're 77 years old? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Well, in any event, some of them sang happy birthday. But I want to get under the hood of this thing about why he's doing something like this. What his public statement to him was, I think it's going great. I think it's a rigged deal. We have a rigged country, blah, blah, blah. I'll give you an analogy to O.J. Simpson. And I'm going to give you an analogy to a securities fraud suspect some years ago. Both of them were acquitted by doing this. Here's what he's doing. He's trying to poison the jury pool. Now, he already has Eileen Mercedes Cannon as the judge, and she is servile to him. She is the one, as you know, who said in one of her opinions on the issue of whether she could stop the FBI looking and searching his documents, and she did do it for a number of months, which delayed everything and is one reason why this indictment is coming down so late. She was overturned by the 11th Circuit, but it took a while, and they chewed her out. But he wants somebody on that jury to say not guilty, no matter what. And he is hoping, and statistically, it's probably correct, that there will be some people on that jury who are of Cuban descent and know Little Havana and know Versailles. So what he does is by going around and hanging around that community and buttering them up, word gets around, maybe some of the leaders in the community say, well, we're with Trump. What you have is you have an obstruction on the jury. That's what he is doing. Has that ever happened before? Yes, it has. In the O.J. Simpson case, O.J. Simpson murdered two people. He murdered two people. The prosecutor there was an idiot. He could have brought it. The murder, I think, occurred in Beverly Hills, and he could have brought it right there. But no, he decided he's going to be a, quote, good boy, a good guy, look good. Why don't we do it where it'd be real tough to get a conviction? In L.A., he goes into L.A., there's cameras in the courtroom. The jury takes nine. The whole thing took 9 months. The judge was an idiot, Ito. Remember, I think it was on Jay Leno, or maybe it was, I forget who was the talk show host that had the dancing Itos, and everybody trivialized it. And two people who were murdered, this guy, the murderer, was acquitted, and basically sort of getting into the community. Some years ago, and in the last 10 years ago or so, I think, there was a securities fraud case where some people really stole hundreds of millions of dollars from the market by committing securities fraud. And they were criminally charged. They were criminally charged in one of the southern states. I haven't gone back to look at the data on the file on this one, but I remember it quite well. I don't know if it was Mississippi or Alabama. About a month or two before the trial, one of the defendants went down there and just hung out. He went to local churches, African-American churches. He went to barbershops. He went to grocery stores and restaurants and hung out and chatted everybody and all that. And the idea was to get known in the community, to penetrate the community. Now, something like that would not work in Wisconsin. It's not going to work in Milwaukee. It's not going to work in Madison. It's not going to work in Ladysmith. And it's not going to work in Jump River or Hayward or Wisconsin Rapids or Random Lake, to name places where I have relatives, or Monroe. But it can, with marginalized communities who feel insular. And the guy that I'm talking about was the only one acquitted. The only one acquitted in that securities fraud trial. It can work. Jack Smith had to know when he was filed down there that that kind of thing could happen. Not only that, when Eileen Mercedes Cannon was picked, everybody said to me, Matt, there are 23 judges there. That was just a real random shot. Well, no, it wasn't. When you file a federal case, you have an obligation to fill out a sheet, a data sheet on top, the lawyer fills it out. And one of the things they ask about in Florida is what county the crime was committed in. Now, that's a state issue, county. It's a federal court, but Florida is so big, they have so many federal judges that they have in each of these counties. And Jack Smith had to say Palm Beach. There are only four judges in Palm Beach County. And they have a procedure, and he knew this as well as anybody, that they don't just randomly assign it among those four people. They try to balance it by complexity of trial and trial days you're going to have to pick. And there are really only three of them that you could plausibly have assigned it to. There's a 33% chance that she was going to get it. 33% chance. And that's even assuming. Because remember, in the old days, there was a wheel. Talked about a wheel. When I first started practicing law, you spin the wheel and, you know, it's all random. Now the, quote, wheel is computer generated. I'm going to assume that nobody in that office spit her name out. But even if they did it on the up and up, there was one in three. What was he thinking of? Now, when I first thought about it, I thought, you idiot. Why did you do that, Jack? You're a smart guy. Why didn't you file it in Washington, D.C.? And why didn't you file it in New Jersey, where he transferred some of these documents and showed them around? Well, he may be slyer than I think. I'm sure the reason he did it was politically to make it look to the country like everything was on the up and up. He's not afraid of anything. You know, he's bad. He's going to go down there and take care of it. He had to have known that in the Miami Cuban exile community and with this judge, what he was up against. But maybe he wasn't just trying to be a good boy like the idiot out in the O.J. Simpson trial. Because it turns out, as you look at the indictment again, there's no charge in there of actual dissemination of these documents. There's a char- the charges are that he took them, he retained them, and that's a violation of the Espionage Act, and it's true. But the dissemination that you and I know, which goes to motive, was to leave it lying around in a bathroom, in a pool closet, in a shed, in a dressing room over a ballroom, and let it be widely known that they're there. There were two Chinese spies that were detected, got into that place, and one of them is sitting at a dinner with Trump. I'm talking about a Chinese spy. I'm not just talking about a Chinese American. Russians have gotten in there. There's a woman who said that she was a Rothschild heir. She was a Russian agent. She was in there, and she was photographed with him. How many people do you think went through that bathroom, that went through that shed outside the pool, that went through the dressing room? They don't have to steal the documents. All they have to do is photograph. There was a spike in executions, tortures, and deaths of our undercover agents in China and Russia that year. And the CIA sent station memos to all their stations saying, you got to be more careful about protecting identities. That is what's happened. That is dissemination. That's dissemination by just opening the door and yawning and walking away. But in Bedminster, New Jersey, he actually showed the war plans against Iran and a map. That's a felony, too. It's called dissemination. It is possible that Jack Smith is evaluating what's going to go on down in Florida. And he also files charges in New Jersey around the Bedminster Golf Club for dissemination, which is a really serious crime. It's bad enough, the Espionage Act, the 20 years. But if you're caught passing it to the Ruskies and the Chaikoms, I'll tell you what, you are toast. Now, the difficulty in proving that he disseminated to the Ruskies and the Chaikoms is because nobody's going to have an audio or a video of him meeting a guy in a raincoat in a phone booth somewhere and passing stuff over. That's not how they do it now. You just say to somebody, boy, there's something in the bathroom we'd really love to see, and walk away. He had Chinese and Russian spies photographed with him at dinner in Mar-a-Lago. And how many housekeepers do you think applied? They have hundreds of housekeeping staff and waiters and that kind of thing. The place was a sieve. He did it. He did it to monetize it. He did it to take revenge on America. And good old Jack Smith. Jack, if you're listening, I know you're not, Jack. Start drafting for New Jersey, Jack, because you have a guy who's going to hang out at Versailles for 6 months every time he's in down there. And you're going to have the Eileen Mercedes Cannon on her knees, servile to El Gordo, El Guapo, kissing the mistletoe on his belt buckle. Stand by, Jack Smith. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 55. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 68. A mix of clouds and sun. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 48. Bright sunshine expected Friday with daytime highs approaching 73. 78 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 74.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One of the things that is absolutely contemptible is the way the Republicans in Congress are attacking Jack Smith and his wife and attacking the United States and the whole Department of Justice for this indictment of Donald Trump. You know, it's one thing for somebody to get up on his hind legs at a press conference and go, no, I think Trump's innocent and, you know, why aren't they going after Hillary and all? Yeah, they all do that kind of stuff. But to actually take steps to injure the Department of Justice and the FBI is contemptible. It's treason. It is treason. Let me give you some of the lowlights of what the Republicans in Congress are doing. Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing legislation to defund Jack Smith. Defund Jack Smith. Cut off his salary. There was a tactic that was launched in Congress well in the early 20th century where they took the position that they could pass, they have the power to appropriate, right? Tax, to spend and all that. That they have the power to laser-like focus on one person's salary or one department. And that's been used from time to time during the 20th century. It's fallen into disuse. They've revived it. Now, if she puts in a bill to defund Jack Smith, A, that has to pass the House. And I'll tell you what, if there are any House members who are Republicans who somehow are posing as moderates and want to run statewide or something, a guy, you are toast if you vote for that. But let's say it passes. No Democrat will vote for it. Old Chuck Schumer won't let that see the light of day. Old Chuck Schumer will not let that see the light of day. But they're doing it to put pressure that he's supposed to work for no money. Guy's not a wealthy guy. He's family. Number two, they are now, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is attacking Jack Smith's wife. His wife. And Trump is attacking his wife. You know, they did that with the judge in New York in the Bragg case. They try to get to the soft under. That was a mafia tactic, by the way. Organized crime would attack families to terrorize people. They're attacking him and they're attacking her. They're following Trump's lead. Kevin McCarthy is so weak. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is sort of like his Eileen Mercedes Cannon, you know, on her knees before El Gordo. So he has to reciprocate a little bit. So he's saying, well, it might be a good idea to defund Jack Smith. There's also a bill now in to defund the FBI and the Department of Justice. That presumably won't go anywhere. But word to the handful of people posing as moderate Republicans in the state, if you so much as vote for that, you should leave the state. You're not going statewide. You should leave the state. J.D. Vance in the Senate has said he will block all Department of Justice appointments, all U.S. attorneys, all people in the Department of Justice, the heads of the Civil Rights Division, for instance, and Organized Crime Division, all that. Anybody appointed, he'll block them until they somehow get Jack Smith. That is a betrayal of this country. That is a betrayal of this country. And then Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is going to issue a subpoena to Jack Smith, force him to come in, he says, explain his reasons for prosecuting Trump and not, you know, Pence and not Biden and not Hillary Clinton and all this. And Kevin McCarthy said he approves of that. That's not going to go anywhere because they tried that with Bragg and they're going to turn it down. They're not going to agree to it. But then it's going to go to the Supreme Court. Six tarantulas, I think, aren't stupid enough to enforce a subpoena like that. But you never know. I got a message for the Republican Party. Why are you doing this? Not because you're good or bad. You're stupid. It doesn't take much in the way of anything between your ears to know you are going out on a limb attacking our own law enforcement. I'm going to go quick to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Jack?
Well, first of all, it sounds like MT Green has to defund the police thing down pretty bad. Secondly, there's several editorials that I've read that have pointed out there's a huge difference between what Trump did with these papers and what anybody else has ever done with them in the past. Basically, they all say pretty much the same thing, which is if Trump had said, oh, geez, yeah, you know, I do have these top secret papers, I'm going to give them back to you right away. But instead, he moved papers around. He moved boxes to different locations, out of, you know, one state to another. I mean, the guy's clearly trying to avoid any kind of cooperation. There's a term for that. He's definitely guilty of that. And I think that's what he's being charged at, not with actually disseminating or holding these papers, regardless of what he may have actually done with them.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. And here's how I'd respond to that. That is true. Pence and Biden, people leave the office and they have some stuff and they call it on themselves and they get it returned. Hillary Clinton didn't have classified information on her phone, but she had the idea, not her, it was her phone, her private server. That had nothing to do with this. But I know he disseminated them, and they have got to establish that to establish motive. Because even people in the exile community in Miami, if they feel that the Russians and the Chinese got this stuff because of him, that will change some minds. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Do not hang up. Stay on. I'll get you right after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged for the first time in 15 months. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says recent data shows inflation is easing.
This decision from the Federal Reserve to take a break, as it were, to skip this meeting and not hike interest rates was pretty well telegraphed. A lot of Fed officials, including Fed Chair Jerome Powell, had been dropping hints for weeks that they might actually take a moment and reassess where the economy is following that string of 10 interest rate hikes since last March.
charged.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says he played no role in the grand jury's indictment of former President Donald Trump, saying the special counsel's case is independent. Some Republicans accuse the DOJ of politicizing its cases. The president of Belarus tells Russian state TV his country has started taking delivery of Russian tactical nuclear weapons. Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed to send the weapons as it steps up its campaign of attacks against Ukraine. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. Taylor Shabusiness was back in court yesterday where a dozen motions were discussed. Shabusiness is accused of killing Shad Therrien and mutilating his body. One of the motions by her attorneys was to suppress statements Shabusiness made to the police following her arrest. Judge Thomas Walsh denied the motion and said those statements can be used during her trial, which is set for July. The Green Bay Police Department says it wants to be more mobile in crowded places. Police Chief Chris Davis says the department is adding 27 bikes for a mobile response team, which will help the department with crowded events, such as the NFL's 2025 draft. Davis says adding bikes gives the department better public order policing capability and helps form barricades faster. And lastly, the show is on the road. Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations starts a one-week run June 20th at the Fox Cities PAC. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Walks has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTW.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Right to the lines. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend. You're first. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Hey, Matt. With regards to Cannon, I think you should, I prefer you use El Gordo versus Guapo. Trump loving his burgers and throwing ketchup all over the place.
Right. El Guapo is the handsome one.
Eugene Carroll got her case amended, so she could go back after him.
Right.
I still wish that Jack Smith would just go, and I wonder how long it's going to take for him to get him for the January 6th.
Right. Well, that one is still pending, and that one would be in Washington, D.C., and just a little bit of inside scoop. Two fake electors from, I think it was Nevada, were dragged to Washington, just testified. They're very much on that. They're very much on that. I want to see those fake electors, Steve. I want to see them prosecuted. What they did was a fraud, and they should be prosecuted in all these states. But you're right. We'll call him El Gordo from now on, not El Guapo. And excellent call as always. Thanks. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, hey, Gene?
Oh, hi, Matt. Thanks for the great show and all your really wonderful callers. You know, Trump committed serious crimes. Let's get with the program. You know, serious crimes against the United States of America. He blatantly broke the law. National security at risk, and, you know, the safety and security of our country. And, you know, when they go to the reasons of why did he do this? You know, remember, he somewhat, and I don't know what people call it, but extortion in a sense of not giving Ukraine the money that was allocated for them unless he brought up things about Biden. Now, this guy has a history. Remember Pecker? When people were running against him, they had to be good, or Pecker would release all this information. That's a power thing. That's used to blackmail people. That's used to get people to do what they want them to do. And I really wonder how many things he has on different people that are close to him, you know, that are still kissing his feet. But I really encourage everybody to read that document. This is so serious of the dangers he has put us in, and just handling those documents casually. This is not anything compared to Biden or Clinton. This is real bad stuff. And I just want to quick give a site where people like me who sometimes can't find things, there's a place called Lawfare, LAWFARE blog.com, and if you go down the front page, there's a place that has documents, and it says Donald Trump Mar-a-Lago indictment unsealed. You can read the entire, and it goes to the government website, so you can read the entire document. Look for yourself, go through this, see the agencies that protect us in our country, that this guy is at risk, and all of us. Thank you, Matt. I didn't mean to go on and on, but
thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. And I'm going to respond to that in a second. We're going to go to two more callers now, though, in order. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. You're first. What's in your mind, eh, Bill?
Well, you know, this is going to be really interesting coming up.
Yeah, I think I just lost you, Bill. Can you hear me? Okay, if you can't, call back and we will put you on. Then we have one other caller. Let's see, one other caller, and Bill will be getting back on. Let's see. CJ the good one. CJ the good one. It's very thanks a lot, CJ. What's in your mind today?
Good afternoon, Matt. I just want to point something out. I can't remember the senator's name that flew over to Russia to hand over documents in 2016 or 2017. To Putin's entourage.
Ron Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah, it was him or another one. I can't remember. I want to say Rand Paul, but I might not be. But anyway, what I got at is being in the intelligence theater for over 12 years, something popped into my email about Cosmos 2558. With the NRO payload in February of 2002, was our satellite launched by SpaceX. It was an Intel satellite, or a reconnaissance satellite, pretty much. And on August 1st, that same year, Russia launched Cosmos 2558. And 2558 landed 0.04 tenths of 1 degree out of orbit of the NRO 87, our satellite, which is called USA 326. And if I adjusted my scope on my long-range rifle that a competition shoot with, I'm off the target by almost 8 inches at 800 yards. And to get a satellite within 4 tenths of 1 degree at 22 miles up, there is no way you can calculate the numbers or crunch the numbers without having the numbers handed over to you. And it takes about 4 years to build, 4 or 5 years to build a satellite. And Cosmos 2558 is a counterintelligence satellite. So it's trailing in the exact same orbit and apparently has jets on it to maneuver and get closer. So that's my most obvious thing, that we were sold out to Russia.
That is a excellent call. That is an excellent call. And this is CJ has a history in that community, that intelligence community. I know that Ron Johnson went over there on 4th of July, I think, to hang out with the Ruskies. I don't know that he brought documents, but if it was another senator, we're going to find out who that was. But more to the point, there was satellite info. There was satellite info in the documents that Trump took to Mar-a-Lago and didn't protect. And people tell me, you know, Republicans will say, well, Matt, what's the motive? You know, he didn't, there's no evidence that he turned them over. Let me tell you something. And I'm going to repeat something I said the other day. In a criminal case, you very frequently don't have a photograph and an audio of the crime in progress. But one of the things that people do will be conceal their identities, or they'll do something that they'll say, hey, it wasn't me. You know, they'll shave off their beard, change their clothes, and get a haircut. That is admissible as circumstantial evidence from which the jury can infer that they did that because they were guilty of the crime itself. In this particular case, Trump will shrug his shoulders and he'll go, hey, no, I didn't. There's no proof that I turned it over to anybody. I didn't turn it over to anybody. Well, putting aside why you took hundreds of documents that were so top secret, some of them you weren't even charged on because the CIA is afraid they'd have to have them introduced in evidence or blow everything up to smithereens. But the good CJ just pointed out, how did they get our satellite coordinates? How did they get our satellite coordinates? Who's given them these documents? Why is the Republican Party so pro-Putin? Not all of them. Moscow Mitch is not pro-Putin. He went over to Ukraine to stand with Zelensky. So did a couple of other Republican senators. And even Kevin McCarthy went over to stand with Zelensky, assuming that he was sincere. But there are a lot of them that are pro-Putin. They're pro-authoritarian. And they're led by Trump. And in this case, Trump took those documents to monetize them. By that, I mean he either got money. And how did Jared Kushner get $2 billion? You know, $2 billion is a lot of money. For what? And that was after Trump had lost the election. How did he get $2 billion? What other money has Trump gotten? What is he doing in return for that money? You think these guys are philanthropists and they gave it to Kushner because they like him? They knew that Trump on January 20th was out of there. Trump took all these top secret documents. And for the rest of that year, there was such a spike in the capture and execution of our undercover agents that the CIA had to send out a station memo saying, we got to be more careful. Yeah, we got to be more careful. We shouldn't have elected Trump in the first place. Trump has betrayed the country. This motive must come out. It can't just be, oh, he was sloppy with, he wasn't sloppy with documents. He was deliberately sloppy with documents so that our enemies could get him and some of our spies were killed. And what are we going to do at the trial? Is Jack Smith going to say, here's a picture of the guy who was killed. He was killed because Trump turned him in by doing this. That's what he should do. That's the right thing to do. But they're not going to do that and spill the beans on our undercover operations. That's what's going on here, and that's got to be disclosed. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
You know, what's interesting, they always blame the Democrats. Remember, it was Republicans that started the investigation, Adam and Liz. Remember, it was Republicans that said he was guilty. James Comey, Robert Mueller. I'm trying to think of the other one, even this Ray. These are Republicans, and they say he's guilty. And yet they blame the Democrats. Wait a minute. It's what should be going on now. Is somebody saying, or I'd like to say to the Republicans, thank you guys who want to clean up your party are so ashamed of having this guy in politics. You know, when he came into politics, a lot of people said, well, they tried to get him out right away. Well, of course they did. 26 sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies. You want this man representing the country? I don't want my grandkids to know what he did. I don't want anybody to know what he did. He had to leave. He was a clear and present danger. I mean, his record speaks for itself. Oh, you just don't like Trump. No, we don't like terrorism. And domestic terrorism from an ex-president is the worst that you could have. Internal terrorism. They're terrorists. Ron Johnson, if I were him, I'd get a long ride to Moscow and might not come back. Because he knows it's just a matter of time that the clock's ticking. And, hey, Ron, what did you know about those fake electoral votes? He said, well, I was only involved for 3 seconds. Ron, don't insult people's intelligence.
Great call. Great call, Bill. Great call. And there's a lot of Republicans I have a lot of respect for, and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger are right at the top. There's a lot of other good ones, too. Thanks an awful lot. She's squeezing one more call before the break. Tom of West Allis, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hey, Matt. Real quick, and I apologize if this is brought up already. I just didn't have a chance to listen. Marjorie Taylor Greene did that thing where she went into the sit there and took notes and all of that. Have we spoken about that? And if not, why is no one looking into charging her for what she did? Because we all know that that was completely against the rules.
Right. Tom of West Allis, and by the way, there's more on the line. I'm going to respond to Tom, and then if we go to a break, do not hang up anyone else. I see you. I'm going to take you. What Tom's referring to is there was that episode where the Democrat, Pelosi had the House, and they permitted Republicans to come into a secure room on the Intelligence Committee, along with Adam Schiff and the rest of them, and look at certain documents because they wanted to see them. It is against the law to bring a phone, to bring a camera, or to bring audio equipment into that room. It's against the law. You can go in and see him with your two eyeballs, and that is it. So Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and some of the others whipped out phones because they don't search these guys on the way in. And they took pictures. And they should be prosecuted. But have you noticed, nobody has been prosecuting any member of Congress for blowing off subpoenas and all this. They're afraid to. I don't know why. I would, but I don't want to load too much on Jack Smith. But Tom, that's an excellent point. Go to a break. I see you on the lines, the rest of you. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back right after the break to the lines.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1
until 3. Trygve Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows around 55. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 68. A mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 48. Tomorrow night, clear skies and quiet. Sunny skies and calm Friday, with daytime highs approaching 73. 78 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 74.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I can get to all of you. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
I'll make it quick, Matt. Great show. I just wanted to respond a bit to the previous caller who was talking about satellites. And I really appreciated that call and all the information that he gave. I think it's important to remember that satellites are the next area where warfare is going to happen. That is where war is going to happen, is through satellites and what they provide. And that's why it's so important for our defense. I wanted to respond to the question that you had of why are the Republicans so pro-Putin? I would remind people that the Washington Post article from back in 2017, in which Kevin McCarthy asked then Speaker Paul Ryan, I think there are two people that Putin pays, Rohrabacher and Trump. And Speaker's response was not, oh, my God, let's call the FBI. His response was instead, keep that in the family. From there we go. Ryan leaves. He leaves Fox and joins Fox News, the board of directors, to, quote, spend more time with his family. He doesn't have any big thing happening in his family, no illness, no death in the family. His kids are older, but he wanted to spend more time in the family. I always thought that was the oddest thing, that a man, young guy, speaker, had run for VP, just suddenly decides to turn his back on the whole thing and walk out the other way. But perhaps the fact that reports of in Trump's own administration, the 17 intel agencies that said, yes, Russia did have a role in the election and, critical. And now here we are where, satellite. Your point is really well taken, Matt. Who gave them the coordinates for the satellite? Who did that? And there are a whole lot of questions that are keep emerging, and this is the start of one of them, and I think it's fascinating. And I'd encourage other people who have a sense of the complexity and thoroughness, as you do from your military service, of what is involved with these classified documents, top secret documents, important documents that keep us safe. So thanks for the show, and I just wanted to respond to those elements. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great call. And you just reminded me of something, and shame on me for not having remembered it, that the conversation did happen. It happened with Kevin McCarthy. And he was told they're paying two people, Rohrabacher, who then lost his seat. He was a California congressman. And Trump. And Trump, with Manafort running his campaign during the 2016 Republican convention, changed their platform to make it pro-Russian and not pro-Ukraine. Trump is on the take from the Russians. I'll say that again. Trump is on the take from the Russians, and he has been for a long time, because even Eric Trump said they got their funding from Russia, and this is going back 20 years, because American banks won't give money anymore because he stiffs them and he goes bankrupt. Trump is on the take from the Russians. And that was the reason for the stealing of the documents. The Saudis and the Russians right now are in cahoots. Saudi Arabia has even normalized relations with Iran, which has a tremendous hatred of the United States. Trump turned our documents over to them for money. I can't put it any more bluntly. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling us from Monday. Wisco Paul.
Thanks, Matt, for your great show today, and thanks to all your callers. I think some of the Republicans have taken campaign money from the Russians also, and I don't trust Ron Johnson as far as I can throw him, which isn't very far. But thank heavens for Jack Smith. I don't think he has a fear of anybody or anything, and he will get to the bottom of this. I hope it comes quicker, sooner than later, because this is very, very serious. But I think we're in good hands with him, and heaven forbid if he doesn't get to the bottom of it. But I think there's Russian money involved in a lot of things here, and that's the silence. Thanks, Matt, and it's just awesome learning all this stuff.
Thank you, Paul. Excellent call, as always. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, eh, Mark?
Yeah, thanks, Paul and Bill and Joel. I think what really needs to happen is they need to start going after the January 6th collaborators, which includes a lot of the congressmen that are flapping in the malls right now. But I think the reason they're so emboldened is that we haven't gone after them yet, and we know who was involved. I mean, Lauren Boebert was tweeting out the position where Nancy Pelosi was. They're trying to get her killed. I mean, that we don't want the involvement of Marjorie Taylor Greene was in all this. And we know Ron Johnson actually more or less admitted to being, toting fake elector, documentation around and involved in that nationwide conspiracy. And I say conspiracy, not just a scheme. It was a conspiracy because across state lines, it was a well-coordinated effort to try to violate the Constitution and ignore the 14th Amendment, Section 2, which says that we, the electorate, are supposed to choose the electors, not the legislature. And it is just, I think they're emboldened. Right. I think that they keep flapping their mouths, nobody's going to go after them. And I think, nope, this is the time you go after them and pin their ears back and lead them away in handcuffs. If you got the goods on them, do it now, because then that'll shut them up.
Good for you. Mark, thanks a lot. Excellent call. I'll leave you with one other thing. This really, really frosts me. Ana Paulina Luna, who's a right-wing nut Republican congresswoman from Florida, has brought a motion to censure Adam Schiff and fine him $16 million. $16 million. They're playing off of when Pelosi imposed fines for people that showed up without masks during the pandemic or try to run around the metal detector and brought guns on the floor. And that those fines were a month's salary or something, $16 million. And what is his offense? Chairing the Intelligence Committee and looking into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Well, Joe Madison pointed out there was interference. All of our intelligence agencies said it. And the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, run by Republicans at the time, said it. The Republican senators said it at the time. And now they're having to fight in the House to protect Adam Schiff, who's running for the Senate in California. What they're really trying to do is knife him out there because they're afraid of him. But A, it's unconstitutional. There's no authority in the Congress to fine anything. What Nancy did was withhold their pay, and then they can litigate it until they wear a mask or stop bringing a gun onto the floor. But an affirmative fine, she never did, and you can't do it. It violates several sections of the Constitution. But this is the kind of punitive stuff. And the fact is, there are a lot of good Republicans. There really are. I'd like to see him start stepping up. Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney stepped up. Mitt Romney voted to convict on two impeachments, but they are very few and far between. Guys, let's see more of you step up. Coming into the show, great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Like a rolling stone.
Great show, man.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Morgan.